So we've now arrived at the fourth installment of our series on Hallel, at the part of Hallel which is right after Shulchan Orech, Lolanu Hashem, Lolanu. When we started learning about Hallel, we made a particular point that resonated for me this past week. When Israel and our allies succeeded in destroying an unbelievably high percentage of the Iranian drones and missiles this past Motzei Shabbos, there were two opposite reactions. There was the Hakol Min HaShamayim, everything is from God, this is a miracle camp. It's a miracle that the technology had such a high success rate. It's a miracle that the giant pieces of the missiles and interceptors didn't hurt people, other than that tragic case of the young girl in the Negev. A miracle that we were able to develop the technology. A miracle that we had allies. And then you had the non-miracle camp. The Iranians launched the attack in a way that would create drama but not escalate the crisis. The technology deserves all the credit. It reminded me of what we said on our first week of learning Hallel from Rav Aaron Cutler, that even when we witness a miracle, we need to teach ourselves how to perceive it. Without that, we miss the message. And we said back in that first week that Hallel is about learning how to perceive our miracles. And that lesson is at the heart of Tehillim Kuf Tesvav, the part of Hallel that starts with Lo Lanu Hashem Lo Lanu. It continues all the way through the paragraph of Hashem Zecharanu Yivarech until Vanachnu Dvarechka Me'ata Ve'Olam Halleluka. It's a long text, right? Two different paragraphs as it's printed in a standard sitter for Hallel. What does it mean? It seems a little unwieldy. So after looking at it for a while, I realized it actually has a relatively simple structure. It starts with declarations of loyalty to Hashem that are expressed in the negative. So first it talks about Hashem's name and Chilul Hashem. Hashem, please save us to avert Chilul Hashem, desecration of your name. Then it continues to talk about contrasting Hashem and idolatry in the negative, saying their gods can do nothing for them. So your first part is avoid desecrating your name, God, and their idols can do nothing. Then you get to the middle. And in the middle, we get a key message. We call upon three groups of people to trust in Hashem to aid and shield them. This is the positive message in the middle. We turn to Yisrael, the Jewish nation, and say, Betach Hashem, trust in Hashem. We turn to Beis Aharon, or the Kohanim, and we say, Betach Hashem, trust in Hashem. And then we turn to Yirei Hashem. Ibn Ezra says, the Yirei Hashem refers to non-Jews who also revere God, and we turn to them and we say, Betach Hashem, put your trust in Hashem. This is where we learn how to digest our miracles. Trust in Hashem, see your experiences as miraculous. And that changes everything in the second half, because it's similar to the first half, but it's positive. It starts with Hashem Zecharanu Yivarech. So whereas in the first half, we ended the first half by contrasting God and Avodah Zarah, by talking about what Avodah Zarah is not able to do. In the second half, we start by saying all of what Hashem is able to do. Hashem blesses us, Hashem protects us, Hashem controls everything, Hashem is creator of heaven and earth, all unlike their gods. And then, just as in the beginning we said to God, we should avoid Chilul Hashem, don't let there be a desecration of your name, now we commit, we will create Kiddush Hashem. We are going to sanctify the name of Hashem, L'Hameisim Yahaluka, V'Anachnu Nevarechka, we will bless your name. So that's the structure. A little bit of a deeper understanding, though. It's very interesting that according to Beis Hillel, the Gemara in Pesachim Kuf Yed Zayin Amud Aleph, we start Hallel after the meal with this perek. Right? This is where we begin. It's a parak that we don't even say on Rosh Chodesh and other days with a half Hallel. What is its significance here at the start of Hallel after the meal? So you could simply say that it's about digesting our miracles. Like I said, we're learning Betach Hashem. We're learning to trust in God. But a second thought from Rav Soloveitchik as brought in an essay I saw by Rav Shlomo Pick. Lo Lanu, as well as the Perek of Ahavti, that we also skip on Rosh Chodesh and days with a half Hallel, those prakim speak of suffering at the hands of the nations, and they speak of pain and suffering. On Rosh Chodesh, we're not dealing with the past. Rosh Chodesh is not about the past. We say Hallel on Rosh Chodesh as part of looking to the future, the growing light of the moon, the future growth of the Jewish people. Rosh Chodesh is future-facing. We don't mention the pain and suffering of the past. But on Yom Tov, and especially on Pesach, we say Hallel for the events of the past. We start with Gnus. We start with our degradation, the idolatry, the slavery in Egypt. So we davka say, Lo lanu and ahavti. We speak of Avodah Zarah. We talk about idolatry. We say, Tzarav Yagonem Tzai found such pain, experienced such pain in the past as a means of building towards the Shevach. So that's why, post the meal, We start with Lolanu when we say, yes, these bad things happened. However, now we have arrived at a time of Shevach.